This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
This year marks the 20th anniversary of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. Establishing the world's largest free trade zone promised to create jobs in Mexico so that fewer Mexicans would need to illegally immigrate to the U.S. But since then, the number of people living here undocumented has nearly quadrupled. As part of a series from the Fronteras Desk, here's Devin Brown.
Let me tell you a story first.
Omar's story starts with the story of his father, who moved from a tiny pueblo to the northern Mexican state of Sonora in the early 1980s with only a third grade education, determined to make it.
He was like, I can do it. I can handle it.
And Omar, who asked that we only use his first name, says his dad did make it. He started a business making meals for workers at a new car manufacturing plant in the city and did so well that he was able to buy a house for his family in cash. But a decade later, when it was Omar's turn to enter the labor force, Mexico had changed, and NAFTA was a big reason why. The trade agreement lifted tariffs that had been on U.S. commodities like wheat and corn, making them suddenly very cheap in Mexico. The local food suppliers Omar's dad had been using for years couldn't compete, and so neither could Omar's dad.
So he could make it.
And a different, more industrialized food company took over.
Instead of using eggs, I mean, they use like powder eggs or powder milk.
Omar's family lost their house, and Omar quit school at 14 to work full time. He found that even for entry-level jobs, a high school diploma mattered. English mattered. Two things which Omar's dad hadn't had to worry about in pre-NAFTA Mexico.
And it was like 1,000 times harder for me.
It seemed to Omar that the only place where it was still feasible to make it was the United States. So, in 2002, he moved to Arizona and started working, illegally. That same year, researchers estimate that about 600,000 other Mexican immigrants also came to the U.S. Originally, NAFTA had promised to create enough new manufacturing jobs to absorb all the people who now couldn't compete with U.S. agribusiness. But economic sociologist Kathleen Schwartzman says that's not what happened.
And that's one of the sources of the migratory push, because there wasn't an adequate match.
After 10 years in the States, Omar is finally opening his own business, a house painting company. He's raising his son to believe in the same U.S. he found in the early 2000s, just as his father raised him to believe in the Mexico of the 1980s. But since Omar knows the economic landscapes of places tend to change, he has a backup plan for his son.
Well, I will encourage him to learn some Chinese, by the way. You never know.
In Phoenix, I'm Devin Brown for Marketplace.